This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Three o'clock, kids. Time to giddy up.
Yeah.
right, kids. Little Foo Fighters for you there. Of course, welcome to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to the Giddy Up, of course, and that was Double Shot of Foo Fighters, as we always start the show with, of course. Anyways, today is a very special day. Welcome to our tribute to Pearl Jam, because Sunday night Pearl Jam played at Fenway, and also tonight they will be appearing at Fenway. And I heard the show on Sunday night was amazing, that Pearl Jam played for 3 hours and did 30 songs, boys and girls. And I know they like to switch up their playlist between shows. But anyways, if you're going tonight, be prepared for an amazing show. And I'm very jealous if you are going tonight, because I would love to see them. Anyways, I've seen them before, but at Fenway, it's always a different experience, as you know. Anyways, kids, so if you are going to Pearl Jam tonight, sit back and relax and warm up to what you're going to hear tonight. And if you're not, well, appreciate some Pearl Jam that I'm going to offer you today. So, anyways, I believe I'll be doing my 4 at 4 as well. So, it won't be complete Pearl Jam, but pretty much. Anyways, kids, you sit back and relax and get ready for the ride. And I can't figure out a better way to start this Pearl Jam tribute with a little release. You're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. We'll be back.
clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him, can't find a better man. She dreams in colors, she dreams in red, can't find a better man.
Thank you.
boys and girls. Welcome back to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. I have DJ Pauly B. And today, if you're just joining us, we are doing a tribute to Pearl Jam, of course, because they are at Fenway Park tonight. They were there on Sunday as well. But, of course, I didn't get a chance to do that tribute until today. So I'm going to do that if you go on the show tonight. As I said before, hey, sit back and grab a warm-up of Pearl Jam for the next hour and a half anyways. And if you didn't get any tickets and you love Pearl Jam, so this is the show to tune into. So sit back and enjoy some Pearl Jam, since we will be all Pearl Jam except for our 4 at 4, where I'll play a rock block of a different band at 4 o'clock and 4 songs from them. Anyways, so before that, I had played, that was Rearview Mirror, and before that, Yellow Ledbetter, one of my faves, and Better Man, who a little point of interest on that song was a leftover from Eddie Vedder's other old band called Radio. So that wasn't actually written for Pearl Jam. It was Eddie Vedder's old group called Radio. And before that was, of course, how I started it out. And I don't think there was a better way than Release. I love that song. And from what I hear, he in his first few songs, he played Release as well. So I love that song. And so if you're going, get there early. You don't want to miss Release live, especially at Fenway. All right, kids, 3:31 in the afternoon. And I'm going to take a few minutes to do a few shout-outs, as I always do, and appreciate our listeners and everybody that's listening. So anyways, we'll start out. I'm going to make this quick because we got a lot of Pearl Jam to get through. Anyway, starting off the lineup, of course, Jennifer Kantorinsky, lead them. And hope you get well, honey. I know she's going through a very rough time right now. And of course, Don Chase, very busy at work. Hopefully, you get a chance to listen in. And I'll see you later. Of course, I want to send a very special shout out to the funny man, Chris Ridgway. You know, not here actually in person on the show, but always an integral part of the program. And he's given me some great... He went to Pearl Jam Sunday night, and he said it just blew doors. He really had an amazing time. And he's given me some great insight as well for this show. So hope you're listening in, funny man. And all right, let's rock and roll. DJ Kawa, D, and Eric Wilson. Mom, Kim at Malden Trans, love you, Mom. Love you, Kim. Billy Roderick. Dave Streffelophagus and Streffelino. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. Christine Atwell. Chase Carson. My sister Chrissy, love you if you're listening in. Oh, I still love you anyway. Tracy McKenzie. Debbie Depot. Old School Steve. Leah Hall, who is probably back at school, but maybe out in enough time to listen in. Eddie Riley. And maybe I'll see you Sunday, Ed. Matt Fisher. Danny Martinetti. Kenny Melanson. Jen Cayley. Sylvia Gray. Miss you too, Sylvia. I'll be in touch soon. Boston Jackie O'Neill. Colleen, sweet Colleen Shea Murphy. Karen Falero Gennari. Scotty Devani. Greg Devane Devenny. Trisha Walsh. Tim Rufo, another one who's back at school. John Abbas Buckley. Rochelle Marie. Paul Hooley. Pat McKinnon and his brother Keith, the K-Dog, both of Charlestown, listening in, hopefully. Bonnie Termosh, Pam and Suzanne at the dark side. Mike Frazier, Kimberly Campbell, down in Oklahoma, listening in. Brady Howard, Michelle Scalisi, hopefully you're listening in today, hon. Huh? Michelle Bono, my cousin Craig and Brad will let. It's good seeing you guys Friday night. Joe Susie, Diana Batoon, and Kathy Turner, Calvin Westgate, Joe the Breeze Hyde. Get all your weather from him. Trust me, he's better than anybody on TV. Lisa Neville Ambler, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Masi Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Frankie, the mustache, the unofficial mayor of Medford, Embergamo. Boy, he's hitting all those casinos, I tell you. I want his life. It's good to hear from you, Frankie, always. And hopefully we'll have you on the show again. Denise Fioretti, Mamelette, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Kinnear Crow, Big Jack, Christine Fantasia, Justine Tanzo, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Irish Eddie, Jen, and my niece Rhiannon, Christine Papalato, Ricky Cummings and the Dirty E, Mark Gayhart, and Heidi DeMeo. And of course, last but not least, sorry about that, Laureen Petrullo. Miss you, hon. And that'll do it for your shout-outs on this day, the fourth day of September. So, kids, it's, let's see, 83 degrees, and in the second hour, I will be back with the rest of the week and probably the weekend forecast coming up. And we're going to get back to some more Pearl Jam. Let me get rid of our Tears for Fears here. All right. All right, kids. So, like I said, if you're just joining in, it's all Pearl Jam. And I'll be coming with some fun facts with Pearl Jam. And it's all Pearl Jam today, except at 4, I am going to do our Rock Block, 4 at 4, of a different group who very well may coincide with Pearl Jam. I'm quite sure they will. Anyways, we'll get back to the action. You are listening to the Giddy Up, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. Get back.
Deadly. decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
That's right. A little PSA for you there. And before that was Immortality. I'll get to that in 1 second, but I started that block off with Jeremy, Give It to Fly, Dissident, and then, of course, Immortality, as I said. And which is a pretty good segue, I would say, to my 4 at 4. It's not quite 4 yet, but I'm going to get into that. 1 sec. Anyways, the song Immortality from Vitalogy by Pearl Jam, obviously, was written by Eddie Vedder, but it was influenced by Kurt Cobain's suicide, from what I am told. And it was written in Boston, and it was also played for the very first time at the Orpheum in Boston the week Kurt died. So that was the first time it was ever played. So kind of fitting, I guess, because he was in Boston when he wrote it. Sad, but, you know, a little trivia, not trivia, but a little knowledge for you there. So 4 at 4, and my choice is Nirvana, of course. And the reason why I picked Nirvana is the two bands were entwined so much, especially both coming from Seattle in the grunge days. And so I thought it'd be fitting that I do my 4 at 4 with Nirvana. So sit back and enjoy, kids. Here is Nirvana with your 4 at 4. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Metro Boston.